Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. Second time, he sent out other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation, went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready. Those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads. Invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets, gathered all they found, bad and good alike. And the hall was filled with guests. When the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there, not dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet. Cast him into the darkness outside, where there'll be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. My deepest condolences to all the Trojan fans out there. I've quickly learned there is a lot of USC people here. So you will carry on, okay? Or I should say fight on, okay? Congrats to the Notre Dame fans as well, all right? You know, as human beings, we all like good food, do we not?
Yes.
There's something about food that we love. And we also like gathering with people that we love. We've all been to really good parties, and remember, you still remember those parties, and you think that was a really good time. Now, Jesus gives us this beautiful image of the gospel today, of this beautiful wedding feast. So, my friends, I want you to raise your hand right now if you want to go to heaven. Not every hand's up. That's not good. We all want to go to heaven, do we not? Yes or no?
Yes.
We want to go to heaven. So because we want to go to heaven, we need to listen to Jesus. So I want to just share a quick story about my journey and my ordination day. My ordination day, we were the largest class of the Archdiocese of LA in about 20 years. There was a lot of excitement about us. Class of 2008. It was great, but there was one big problem. Because we were such a big class, our tickets and the amount of people we invited were very limited. We only got about 90 tickets each. That doesn't even cover my first cousins, okay? So my classmates and I were very stressed about this. Who is going to make the ordination and who's not going to come? But there came a time where we just had to surrender that and trust that it was going to be a good day regardless. But as we were walking into the cathedral, I noticed that there were far many people there than received tickets. What had happened was people were so excited to go to our ordination, some of the people there actually made fake tickets to go to this ordination. You know, and I laugh about it now, but when I was preparing my homily, I thought, these people really wanted to go. Nothing was going to stop them from being there for that special day for the person that they loved. And how often, my friends, do we take for granted as disciples of Christ how much Jesus loves us and he's inviting us? because you all raised your hand that you want to get to heaven. But how often in our lives is Jesus inviting us to do something, and yet we don't do it? So this gospel is such a beautiful gospel today. So what is Jesus inviting us to do today? He's first of all inviting us to be people of prayer always. Now, do any of you in here live very busy lives? Yes or no? We all do. And oftentimes, the end of the day could come, and we've done a lot at work, we've done a lot for our family, but sometimes we neglect our prayer life. And myself included, we could all spend more time in prayer. So Jesus is inviting us every day to spend time in prayer with him. But are you answering that call? Jesus is challenging all of us because he loves us so much. And he knows the good person that you are. He's challenging us to do better. Now, when is the last time you went to confession? Do not say that out loud now, okay? But you think about it. We have this beautiful sacrament in the church, but yet sometimes we don't go. And the way that we could improve ourselves is by going to frequent confession. It's a beautiful sacrament. Don't cheat yourself of that. What is the closest thing we have to heaven here on earth? What is it? Starts with an M. Second letter's A. S. The Mass. So if you don't like coming to Mass, you're going to hate heaven. The closest thing that we have to heaven is the Holy Mass. Mass is more important than the Raiders-Patriots game later. It's more important than any sporting event. It's more important than anything. So there should be an excitement that we all have to come to Mass. Jesus is inviting us on a daily basis to do good works. I've only been here 2 weeks, but I see the good in all of you. I'm so impressed how alive this parish is, how you do so many good things and have for so many years. But we could all do a little bit more, can't we? And it's the simple things. Helping around the house. You know, putting a little bit more effort at work. And finally, and we need this now more than ever in our culture, Jesus is inviting us to treat each and every person with love, dignity, and respect. As we expect God to treat us with love, we in return need to do that to one another. So the good news, my friends, is you don't need a ticket to get to heaven. You don't need to make a bootleg ticket like my cousins did, okay? All you need to do is to be holy. All you need to do is to follow Jesus. And if we do those things every day, and if we say yes to his invitation, we're going to be on that road to heaven together. My prayer for you every morning is, I hope you know how good you are. And God willing, may we never forget that our true home is in heaven. So know that. You are so good because you were made in God's image. But we can all do a little bit more to grow in our holiness. So you all said you ought to get to heaven. So let's act like we want to and be better people. Amen?
Amen.
So I want you to think of what area in your life that you need to work on. Maybe you haven't been to confession. You need to spend more time in prayer. Maybe you need to be better about coming to Mass, doing good works, whatever it is. But let's think of one thing in our life that we're going to work on so that when we die, Jesus is going to say, "Welcome home, my good and faithful servant."